This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW, and joining me is Lizzie Hull Barnes, who is the math supervisor at San Francisco Unified School District. And there's been a lot of information about how successful San Francisco has been with their new math curriculum. So, Lizzie, we're going to talk about it, but let's take a step back, because there have been some important changes over the last 5 or 6 years about math, which sort of drive what this new success story is in San Francisco.
Thank you, Carol. The Common Core State Standards was adopted by the state of California in 2010. And the biggest driver of the shifts is that the Common Core holds that mathematics is a balance of concept, procedure, and application. And when I think back to the math that I took as a kid and that many of us took as kids, we were doing computation on paper in isolation, and it was about answer getting and speed. And today, math students are thinking about chunky, complex problems in collaboration with their peers, showing their thinking in many different ways. And this is what the Common Core asks of us, and it's what our universities are asking of us. It's what our business community is asking of us. So the mathematics looks and feels pretty different than when I was a kid.
It's really a reflection of what Common Core does in other areas too, because it's an emphasis on thinking rather than rote memorization.
That's exactly right. And justifying your thinking. That's a big idea. And that's not only about math. That's also the Common Core State Standards in Language Arts. The ELD Continuum, which thinks about English language development, also asks kids to be communicating. The Next Generation Science Standards is asking kids to imply practices of reasoning and science. So our schools have this enlivening experience with the standards changing to encourage kids' thinking and student voice.
So there were a couple of things that happened that stuck out for parents, and one of them was a change in what's taught in the eighth grade. There used to be a course called Algebra 1 in the eighth grade, and there was this huge effort years ago that said, oh, everyone has got to take Algebra 1. It's the entrance way to, I don't know, Nirvana. But that didn't turn out to be true, did it?
No. What we found, and this isn't just San Francisco, this is statewide, many students who were accelerated early into Algebra 1, though the intent was equity to provide greater access, many students were failing that course, repeating it in high school, and then getting into a loop where they found themselves not to perceive themselves as math students and math learners. And what the new standards do, the Common Core State Standards, articulate algebra starting in kindergarten in really thoughtful ways. So kids are applying algebraic reasoning from their youngest years. And the specific years you're talking about, which are eighth grade and ninth grade, what's in Math 8 is crucial now. The general math classes we used to teach in eighth grade didn't have such important mathematics in terms of algebraic reasoning. So what used to be in the old Algebra 1 course included, for example, linear equations and quadratic equations. Now a student will understand linear equations in eighth grade and then build on that in the high school course called Algebra 1, Common Core Algebra 1, through quadratics. So they have 2 years to really deepen some of these most important mathematics.
So one of the things you emphasized is that kids are really learning algebra from the very beginning, from elementary school. So what would it look like, for example, in a third grade? I remember taking algebra, and I was always looking for, what is X? Are they learning that concept?
Mm-hmm. So students grapple with the idea of the unknown very early in their careers as math students. So understanding, in fact, the Common Core has a whole appendix where they talk about, you know, there were some bunnies, 3 bunnies hopped away, there are 2 bunnies left, how many bunnies were there? Now, that's the kind of problem that our first grade kids would think about and maybe use some physical manipulatives to understand. And that builds. You know, a third grade student might be thinking, I have 8 groups. In those 8 groups, I have a total of 48 apples. how many apples are in each group. And that's an understanding, again, that builds over time. So that when kids are first seeing those variables, like the X, for example, they know how to think about it. They've been thinking about it. They've been thinking about what will help me understand and explain a solution that makes this situation true. That's totally different than, you know, 4 times N equals 12. What is the value of N? Which in no way is to diminish the importance of that, because we also want kids to have procedural fluency. But that idea that you can practice and get fast at your math reasoning comes after you've had a chance to understand the concept.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW, and joining me is Lizzie Hull Barnes, math supervisor with the San Francisco Unified School District, talking about how instruction in math has changed. And we haven't gotten to the exciting part, the headlines of what is the impact of that after 4 years of changed instruction. So what happened with the kids in San Francisco?
So this year's graduating class are the first cohort who had heterogeneous math instruction in 8th grade with these task-based curriculum, meaning really chunky tasks where they're making sense of important ideas together. And what we see is that this year we have 10% more kids taking courses beyond Algebra 2 compared to last year's graduating class. And in total, that's 456 more kids. And what we, first of all, we talk about classes beyond Algebra 2 because our graduation requirements sync up with the A to G requirements from the University of California. So any course beyond Algebra 2 is a kid going further than the graduation requirement. So that's the first thing to know.
So you're saying if you're in high school, you take algebra, then you take geometry, then you take Algebra 2, and you have met the entrance requirements for the UC and CSU and most colleges.
Correct.
Then the exciting news is more kids are taking mm-hmm. classes beyond that.
That's correct. And the data that we released at the very beginning of this school year is how not only more kids, but a far more diverse group of kids. So 35% more African-American students, 33% more Filipino students, 20% more Latinx students. We also, when we look at gender, there's 15% more girls, 31% more English language learners. So again, many historically underserved students are now seeing themselves as students who are capable of rich and important math. And the story that's also important to share with our families here is that there are so many ways that a kid can accelerate in high school. So there is a compression course where they could take Algebra 2 and pre-calculus at the same time, which gives them an on-ramp to AP calculus, for example. Some students are taking a summer geometry course. Some students might take 2 courses in their freshman or their sophomore year. And a lot of our students are also doing the traditional sequence with Algebra 1, Algebra or Geometry, Algebra 2, and then pre-calculus. And that's an important fourth year course as well. So many more students taking these advanced math courses, and also advanced computer science is the other thing that's not shown in those data.
So the other thing that's happened is the curriculum and the instruction has changed, but also the universities have changed how they're thinking about this.
That's right. So one of the stories that feels so important to share with our families is how our universities are changing. And of course, if a student is really inspired, for example, by engineering and wants to pursue engineering, we have many ways that that student could accelerate to calculus. We actually have nearly 1,000. I think it's 957 students currently enrolled in AP calculus who have found these different ways to double up or accelerate. And also the UC system, so the University of California, they released a statement when they were asked, does completing calculus in high school have special weight in UC admissions decisions? They said, generally not. And that's a direct quote. And they go on to say, this was a statement released in 2016, they go on to say BOARS, which is the Board of Admissions. That's what that acronym stands for, they say that they strongly urge students not to race to calculus at the cost of full mastery of the earlier math curriculum, and that they commend the Common Core's goal of deeper understanding of the mathematical concepts taught at each K-12 level. And that's an important, I mean, of course, our families are advocating for their kids. That's important to hear that our university system is starting to really sync up with what the Common Core is about and the kids who are coming into their schools. And it's not just UC. Stanford has also changed their language. So again, we're looking at our some of our most elite universities right here in the Bay Area. Many of our kids are going to go to community college and the CSU system, and also hearing how Stanford is changing their language is important for our parents too. So Stanford, what they asked for, they used to talk about 4 years of math, including calculus, and they now say 4 years with significant emphasis on fundamental mathematics skills, algebra, trigonometry, plain solid and analytic geometry. And they go on to say, and this is new this year, they go on to say, the students who thrive at Stanford are those who are genuinely excited about learning, not necessarily those who take every single AP, IB, honors, or accelerated class just because it has that designation. And I think a lot of families feel like to be competitive, it's about taking as many AP classes as possible. And we know from talking to our universities that they also want creative and dynamic thinkers and critical thinkers and kids who are engaged in arts and service projects. And so we're extremely proud of how many more kids are taking advanced math, and also want to expand the definition of what it means to be a really successful high school and college student.
So I'd really like to thank Lizzie Hull Barnes, who is the math supervisor with the San Francisco Unified School District, giving us a little primer on the changes in math instruction and highlighting what do the universities think about math. This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW.